beat burning.
It's time to beat burning.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat burning?
Good luck.
It's time to beat burning.
Quick shout out to my friend Randy Thomas, talking about Tony Awards, and her husband Arnie. Arnie sends me nice messages every morning. Arnie, thank you for listening. Beat Burning. Our contestant today is out of Elizabeth, New Jersey. He's an attorney. His name is Howard. Howard, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Sid?
I'm good, buddy. What kind of law do you practice?
I work for the government.
Ah, very good. Okay. My wife, of course, is an attorney, and some of my dearest friends are attorneys, too. So nice to have you today. Wish you the best of luck on this Israel independence-themed Beat Burning. Are you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
Here we go, Howard. What is the currency in Israel?
That would be the shekel.
Yes. Howard, number two, who was elected prime minister of Israel in 1969 and became the world's second elected female leader in modern times? Justice Custer.
Golda Meir.
That's right. Howard, what is the name of the rocky plateau in southwestern Syria with a political and strategic significance which was seized from Syria in the closing stages of the 1967 war?
It would be the Golan Heights.
Yes! Very good, Howard. Is the population of Israel closer to A, 9 million, B, 19 million, C, 29 million?
9 million.
Yes, as stated by Dov Hyken earlier this morning. And in your attempt to go perfect, Howard, you've been great. Israel has borders with four countries: Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and what other country?
Lebanon, let's see, Syria, Jordan, and Egypt.
Yes! Oh, you are a bad, bad man, Howard. No joke. That is a great job. You're femo. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Five for five. So Bernie can't win today, but Howard can certainly win. Bernie, if you get all five right today, you tie.
Wow.
That's how good Howard was. Howard on hold?
Yo, Howie's on hold.
Bernie's ready to go. Bernie, what is the currency in Israel?
Shekel.
Very good. Number two, Bernie, who was elected prime minister of Israel in 1969 and became the world's second elected female leader in modern times?
We just talked about her. From Milwaukee, Golda Meir.
Very good, Bernie. What is the name of the rocky plateau in southwestern Syria with a political and strategic significance which was seized from Syria in the closing stages of the 1967 war?
That would probably be the Golan Heights.
Very good. Very good, Bernie. Very good. Is the population of Israel closer to A, 9 million, B, 19 million, or C, 29 million?
For sure, 9 million.
Yep. And in your attempt to tie Howard, both going perfect on the day, Bernard, Israel has borders with four countries: Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and what other country?
It would be Egypt.
Both of these guys are perfect today. Bernie, say hello to Howard from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
What's up, Howard?
Hi, Bernie. I'm impressed by your Israel knowledge.
Oh, yeah, I'm all over it, man. I read, like, two books on the creation, the father of modern-day Israel, Theodore Herzl. I mean, I know it all. But how about you? How about you, Howard? What? I'm impressed with your knowledge. I mean, where does it come from?
Well, I'm a Jewish American, so it sort of comes with the birth certificate.
Very good. Nice. David Ben-Gurion, of course, the first prime minister, and Chaim Weizmann, the first president. But overlooked a lot of times is this Theodore Herzl, who actually, you know, because of the Dreyfus situation in France, he was actually a Hungarian journalist. And he was the guy who said, look, we can't assimilate here in Europe. We have to have our own place back in, what was then termed Palestine. And he was right, and it came to fruition about 50 years later.
That's right. And by the way, guys, did you know that Albert Einstein was offered the job as the first president of Israel? He turned it down.
Is that right?
Wow, why?
Yeah. I think he wanted to stay in America and stay in Princeton. He didn't want to, you know, move to Israel.
Wow. yeah, it was a big risk at the time.
Yeah, it was. Well, listen, Howard.
Tax reasons. He didn't want to pay Israeli taxes.
That's right.
Great job today. Thank you for playing today's game. Happy Israeli Independence Day, and God bless you. Thank you so much.
Same to you. Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach to you too, my friend.
Shalom, my brother.
We will talk to a chief cantor, both in Tel Aviv and here in the United States on Fifth Avenue in New York. Big-time guy here on the Bernie and Sid Show as we wrap up this Israeli Independence Day celebration.